This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And now, stop me if you've heard this before on the Toddcast podcast.
When you start getting on in life, and let's face it, age catches all of us, you really start to think about your health, wellness, and it actually becomes pivotal. Prioritizing fitness, finding a way to balanced diets, ensuring an active lifestyle, whatever that means for you. If you can keep on keeping on for years to come, why not? A recommended follow on social media is fitness expert Carmel Rodriguez. She's a workout creator, Handstand Fitness, yeah, and a certified trainer. Her bio says she's a lover of movement, health, and fitness. 350,000 people alone follow her on Instagram, and you really get a good idea of how you can use your home to work out. It's not necessary to go to the gym all the time. Carmel is a mother of two, struggled with anxiety and depression after having her kids, and used fitness to overcome. And when she was a guest, she shared fitness tips, her training regime. We talked about cheat foods and family. She shared a near-death story about going to the dentist. You'll hear that one in the full conversation, but right now, stop me if you've heard this before. Carmel talked about superpowers and the amazing things your body can do.
You know, on a serious note.
So let's get serious here. Definitely.
Well, you say superpowers. One of the reasons I started my fitness was because when my kids were very young, and I don't tell this to a lot of people, but here.
Tell it to everybody that listens to my podcast.
It just seemed like the right time because of how you said that. But right. I used to wake up crying at night because I would have this dream, this reoccurring dream. And I would dream that my kids were playing on the street and there was a car coming from both directions and they're both going to get hit. And I had to choose between which one to save. And I used to wake up crying all the time. And I remember saying to myself, there's no way that I'm going to let that happen. I'm going to be able to save both of them. So I don't know if ninja's a superhero, but that's kind of where my program started and what made me determined to kind of be that mom. You hear the story about that mom that lifts the car off the child when the car gets hit or run over.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that mom.
Incredible shit like that. Yes. Like, a 7-year-old kid lifts a tractor off his dad in the field or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like what your body can do when under extreme duress.
Yeah, it's incredible. It is incredible.
Yeah.
The human body is incredible, period.
Stop Me If You've Heard This Before on the Toddcast podcast is powered by FKP MMA, Vancouver's number one training destination at fkpmma.com.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.